The leaders of India and Pakistan held talks in Islamabad today, the first high-level contact between the two countries in more than 2 years. The meeting between India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf took place on the sidelines of a regional South Asian summit now underway in the Pakistani capital. No major agreements have been announced, but NPR's Guy Raz reports from Islamabad that the meeting has created new momentum towards improving Indo-Pakistani relations.
No amount of pomp was spared at the opening of the South Asia summit here yesterday. The seven-member Association of South Asia aspires to model its region on the European Union. Unlike Europe, though, the leaders here represent among the world's poorest and least developed regions. But while talk at the summit has focused on economic cooperation, all eyes have been on India and Pakistan. The two countries are the regional powers, and so relations between them tend to obscure all other issues in South Asia. Statements from Indian and Pakistani leaders have been vague, but the diplomatic language has been revealing. Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee, long viewed as a hardline nationalist, signaled his interest in a thaw in the frosty relations between his country and Pakistan.
We have to change South Asia's image and its standing in the world. We must make the bold transition from mistrust to trust, from discord to concord, and from tension to peace.
Vajpayee and Pakistani President Musharraf weren't even expected to meet here. The Kashmir issue, long the source of tension between India and Pakistan, has been the main stumbling block to normalizing relations. But there's now a growing sense that unless the two countries acknowledge the Kashmir question as an obstacle to South Asian development, the region will continue to stagnate. At a dinner honoring the South Asian leaders last night, President Musharraf pointed out that in his country, where defense spending takes up the lion's share of the government's budget, poverty, illiteracy, and stillbirths are all endemic problems.
Our social indicators are poor, and our economies struggle to cope with the welfare and emancipation of our masses. Why this dismal picture? We have dissipated our energies in internal and external political conflicts.
While he didn't mention Kashmir specifically, Musharraf alluded to the conflict and the military buildup there as a drain on the region's resources. He stared pointedly at Prime Minister Vajpayee when he noted that South Asia's potential has not yet been realized.
Elimination of the root causes of tension and peaceful resolution of our disputes and differences are essential steps towards embracing the vision of a cohesive and integrated South Asia.
Both Musharraf and Vajpayee have taken what one analyst here describes as dramatic, if understated, steps toward resolving the Kashmir issue. India and Pakistan have gone to war twice over Kashmir since 1947, and in 2002, the two countries, both now nuclear powers, appeared to be on the brink of war again. But recently, both leaders have softened their positions. Musharraf ordered a unilateral ceasefire in the region last November, and a few days ago, Vajpayee hinted that he'd be willing to compromise over the future status of the territory. We regard Jammu and Kashmir as Indian, Vajpayee said in an interview with Indian state television, but we're ready to discuss its future. On the streets of Islamabad, where some 10,000 Pakistani troops are now mobilized to maintain security for the conference, people like 60-year-old Shihab Khan believe that Indo-Pakistani relations can finally become normalized.
If you look at the public, they very much want India and Pakistan to be together, whereas this vast amount of money which is spent on both sides of the army would go down to the social sector.
And that's precisely what other leaders from South Asian countries here want as well. As long as Indo-Pakistani tension remains the region's focus, it will also remain as the stumbling block to regional development. Guy Raz, NPR News, Islamabad.